Hi, this is Julie Fast. Welcome to the BipolarHappens.com blog. As you can tell, if you look over the site, I get so many questions from readers, and I just wish that I could answer everyone, but of course, with as many as come in, it's hard for me to answer them individually, but I certainly do want everybody to know that I read them. So I thought today I would answer a few of them and just get moving forward and get these podcasts out so that we can get a lot of questions answered. People can start leaving comments. It's just such a wonderful way for us all to communicate. The first question that I want to answer is one about anxiety. Anxiety is a huge problem for people with bipolar disorder. It's estimated that probably 90% of people who have depression have anxiety, and it can come out in so many different ways. In sleep, you know, the trouble you have sleeping. And what's interesting with depression is there's two types of sleeping problems. The first is oversleeping, which a lot of people, you know, expect and are used to, et cetera. But the truth is, depression with anxiety has something that is basically undersleeping, but it's where you wake up early in the morning and can't get back to sleep because of worried thoughts. It's quite different than insomnia. So if you're someone with anxiety, you might be able to go to sleep at night, but you wake up way too early and can't get back to sleep. Another way anxiety gets to you is that anytime you're put into a new situation, you start feeling this panic that you're not going to be able to handle it. It's going to be too much for you. Oh, please don't ask me to do this. I got to get out of here. I can't go to that event, that party, that I can't make this presentation. It's just this physical rising of stress and worry that comes over you and makes you think you can't go forward. Other types of anxiety include panic attacks. I get panic attacks in certain situations, such as dating, which, as you can imagine, is not really great for the romantic life. But sometimes there are places that you go where situations you become a part of, I don't even know how to put it, where the body and the mind of people with bipolar disorder just sort of explode. And I know that when I have these panic attacks, I get, believe it or not, sort of a white gauze that goes over my eyes and my face as though I'm looking through fog, and I just can't seem to look out from that fog and get clear. So I have to ask my friends for help, my therapist, everybody. And really the only way I have found recently to get rid of these panic attacks is not put myself in the situation that causes them. That is very hard, especially with something, if you really, really want something and the panic attacks get in the way of it. It does not mean that you are in a wrong situation. It does not mean that you can't handle what is going on. What it means when this kind of anxiety comes up is that your brain is reacting to something in a certain way. And so anxiety is basically fear. And fear is something's going to happen. I'm going to throw up. I'm going to pass out. I'm going to trip. I'm going to fall. I'm not going to make it through this. I'll never survive. Everything's horrible. It will always be this way. And so what I do with these panic attacks is I have certain things, of course, that I have set up, which is one is to recognize what they are. If you can't recognize anxiety, you'll act off of anxiety. So my first tip by far for dealing with anxiety is to write down your symptoms, know what they are, including what you think, say, do, feel. And then, only then will you know, oh gosh, a panic attack is starting, or I'm anxious, or I don't need to be this upset. Things will be fine. That's where I use my health cards. If you have the health cards, you'll see my anxiety card. And believe me, everything about anxiety is written down. So that's your first step. Number two, this might sound hard for some people, you simply can't have caffeine if you have anxiety. You simply can't have it. It is the number one exacerbator of anxiety is caffeine. The other day, in fact, I just sent out a newsletter about this. The other day, Starbucks accidentally gave me a triple shot of caffeine instead of a triple shot of decaf. Let me tell you, I lost a day's work. That's how hard it was for me. Decaf is like 1/10 the amount of regular caffeine, so decaf is no problem. I was so ill from those three shots of caffeine that I got so angry that I wrote Starbucks and I said, you guys can't do this. There are many of us out there who respond very negatively to caffeine, especially those of us on medications. And they wrote me back and sent me two free drinks. But to be honest, I didn't want two free drinks. I wanted them to acknowledge that you have to train your people better. Please don't give us caffeine. Often, It happens, but often it's our choice. Lots of times we will have caffeine because it tastes so much better than regular coffee. So be aware of the iced teas, the Coca-Colas, the Mountain Dews, the horrific energy drinks, and the coffee that you may be drinking. If you even have 10% of anxiety, I promise you it'll double it. And finally, for the third thing about anxiety, I think that many, many people don't understand how to use anti-anxiety medications. I use mine very sparingly, but they make a big difference. I take Ativan. Yes, this classification of drugs called benzodiazepines, which we call anti-anxiety drugs, yes, they are addictive for some people. And yet I have been on benzodiazepines, Ativan, since 1995. My dosage has pretty much stayed the same until a couple years ago where I basically had to start doing 1.5 of the dosage and then double it. I have never had any addictive problems, and I know many people who use these medications daily with no addictive problems. So if you have a healthcare professional who is wary to use these because you might get addicted, then I suggest you say, well, let's see how it goes. Just give me one pill. Give me 7 pills a week. Let me show you that I am able to deal with these drugs. I'm not the addictive type, etc. But don't not take these drugs because someone is telling you that they are overly addictive. Now, if you, like some of my friends, have an addiction problem, then you will have to find other ways of managing anxiety. But I know for me, during panic attacks, when I'm having trouble sleeping, when the anxiety is bad, a little bit of Ativan makes a huge difference for me. So those are many ways that you can learn to manage some anxiety. Write down all of your symptoms, what you think, say, and do, so that you know when an attack is coming on. Remove the triggers that cause those attacks. Watch out for caffeine and explore medications. It makes a huge difference when you know what you're up against. Anxiety is just a relationship killer. It hurts work. It hurts all of us, but it's quite manageable. That's one good thing about it. It's quite manageable. So thanks again for coming to the bipolarhappens.com blog. I have a new video posted on my About the Books section of the blog. If you just look up to the upper left on the menu bar, you'll see About the Books. And I talk about my books. Most of them cover every single question that's answered on this, that's asked on this blog. So if you do go to the books, you'll find a lot of the answers to the questions. And if you just go over to the right, you'll see a very long menu, probably too long, with all kind of topics that you can explore on this blog. Also, sometimes it's a little hard to see where the comments are, but if you're reading a post, if you look on the top of the post, there's this little tiny sort of dialogue box that says comments. So you can click on that and read all the comments. Today's a good day. I'm getting a lot of work done. It's Sunday. I am doing okay. Not depressed, not manic, and only mildly anxious. So have a great day. Thanks. This is Julie Fast at bipolarhappens.com.